It was a rivalry renewed on the boys' side Friday night at Holcomb High School's. Holcomb and Scott City battled for the 66th time in the series, and it would be Holcomb coming out with a 12-point victory, 53-41. The game was a lot closer than what the final indicated. Holcomb would get 22 of their 53 points from the foul line. They would go 11 of 12 in the fourth quarter alone. Scott City was in the penalty early in the fourth quarter, about 3.5 minutes into the fourth quarter. They were already at five fouls, and that sent Holcomb to the line. The Longhorns made Scott City pay for it. It was a hot stop for the Beavers. They were out to a 14-5 lead, forcing turnovers early on, and they weren't able to force a lot of turnovers and a lot of empty possessions for Holcomb afterwards. The Longhorns were going a 10-0 run, take a one-point lead early second quarter. The game would end up being tied at the break. Be back and forth in the third quarter. Scott City would take a lead of one going in the fourth quarter, and then Holcomb kind of turned things up, switched up their defense as they did a good job rotating on defense and forcing Scott City some turnovers and some tough fouls in that fourth quarter, as the Beavers could only score 3 points in the final 8 minutes. And it was a 53-41 Holcomb win. The series is now tied at 33-33 apiece. For Holcomb, they had a big game from Caden Hardy, the 6'2 senior, their lone senior in their lineup. He ended up with a team-high 17 points and a game-high as well. Brody Dennison added a dozen and also 10 from Jared Harrell. For Scott City, they were led by Jackson Rumford. He had 16 points and 11 rebounds. And officially, Scott City's dropped back-to-back games for the first time this year. They started out 6-0. They're now 6-2. Holcomb snapped a three-game losing streak. All their losses were on the road. They were coming off a disappointing loss at Ulysses, 58-41. They're now 5-3 on the air, and they remain unbeaten at home as they're now 4-0 at home. But both teams will head into midseason tournament play next week. Tuesday, Scott City takes on the Kingman Eagles in the quarterfinals of the Sterling Invitational. And on the other side, Holcomb, they're going to be taking on the Tornadoes of Eureka in the Hillsboro Trojan Classic quarterfinal round.